From Terrell to Dallas, moms like Reagan Melton brought their children out to salute the men and women riding on motorcycles and fire trucks, escorting the body of the father of three to his final resting place.
It's a small thank you to someone who did so much.
Melton and her daughter, Cambry, counted at least 60 fire trucks. She said her daughter told her, "It's awful.
It's just, she knew at four."
Billy Gaston, Richardson Fire Department's battalion chief, stood along Greenville Avenue saluting the procession, too.
It hurts my heart that we're having to do this because I feel for the family and his friends. You know, he was doing his job when he lost his life.
Everett Holbrook didn't want to miss the opportunity to wave at all the firefighters, some who traveled from around the country.
They fight for us every day. The least I could do is be here to honor these people.
At Restland Cemetery's Garden of Honor, hundreds more encircled the Tanksley family, including Tony Aguilar, who worked with a fallen firefighter.
If you rode along the route, you know, people took time out of their day to show that, you know, they really cared about Scott. So it meant a lot to all of us.
He says Tanksley was a quiet guy who was dedicated to doing his job right.
You know, I go back and I've talked to friends of mine who ask us, why do we shut so many lanes down of traffic when we go to a wreck? Well, this is exactly the reason why. It's dangerous out there.
One of the lessons from this, he says, is that motorists need to be more cautious.
Pay attention to what you're doing. Concentrate on the road. Concentrate on what's in front of you. And respect what we're doing because it's, you know, it's life and death.
Tanksley is survived by his wife and three kids. Dwahli Saikautau, KERA News.